We're talking with Roger Schmidt today, and he's a Canadian country artist. You're located in British Columbia. Now, what part of BC are you in, Roger?
Just outside of Vancouver, a place called Maple Ridge, actually.
Okay, good. Now, I was reading a little bit about your biography. It's pretty interesting how you got involved in music and country music.
Yeah, it kind of all started with a lip-sync contest, and I wasn't exactly the most popular kid in school, so when you're up on stage with an electric guitar and you're starting to get a little more, the girls are looking at you a little differently.
Okay.
Yeah, I went out and bought an electric guitar the next day.
That's pretty interesting, and from there you started your career, I guess, being
interested? Yeah, that's kind of where it all started from, and just been playing and writing ever since.
Oh, you write your own songs too?
Yeah. Oh, everything on the album was written by myself, except for one I co-wrote with my producer.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, This is your debut album. That came out the 1st of May?
Yeah, and pretty excited about it. It's been getting a lot of exposure. It's been gathering up some steam. And I'm just trying to promote the heck out of it right now.
Good for you. Now, interesting name, Horns and Halos. How did you come up with that name?
I guess it's sort of because I tend to write on either the hot or the cold of it. It's like either really racy or really emotional. So sort of like the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other, I guess.
Okay, a lot of emotion, and your songs are very fast. They're very fast-paced, uplifting, too. So a lot of, just uplifting atmosphere in your songs.
Yeah. I try to put a different slant on life and write about it and write about things that nobody else has touched before, right?
Okay. Well, that must be difficult.
Yeah, it most certainly is. I mean, there's so much music out there nowadays, and just when you think you've cornered something, it comes on the radio, and you're like, damn, why didn't I think of that earlier?
Yeah, good. Talk to a little bit about when I was reading your biography, a new genre, dirty country. I hadn't really heard that before.
That was actually, it was during a photo shoot, and one of the other producers who is, he produces sort of rock for the production company that I'm with, and he's going like, yeah, show some emotion, show some teeth or something. You're into dirty country. And I'm going, dirty country? That sounds pretty cool. I think I'm going to come up with a new genre.
Okay.
So I'm kind of stuck after that.
That's interesting. I never heard that, dirty country, never heard that description before. Now, you've been very busy this summer. And would you like to tell us a bit about some of the things you've been doing this summer and this fall?
I've been working with Heart Music Productions, doing some of their showcases, and they've been gathering up a lot of steam, as well as just doing my own thing, lots of gigs, interviews. I've been helping out raising money and awareness for different fundraisers and different charities, and just trying to get out there and keep singing and keep strumming and bring as much awareness to the music and everything that I can, right? It's that's kind of what having a gift is all about, is sharing it with everybody and seeing if you can bring some good out of it as well.
Good, great attitude. Now, a portion of the CD sales for your debut album, Horns and Halos, will be going to the Heart and Stroke Foundation of British Columbia and the Yukon. That's nice, too.
Yeah. Both my parents are, they've sort of been inundated with heart problems, so I figured that was a really good charity to put towards.
Good, it is. It's very important, too, and it's nice for people to see that, too.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Good. Now, on October 14th, you perform for the 34th Annual British Columbia Country Music Awards, I guess?
Yes, that was very, very exciting and also very daunting. I actually got more nervous during the rehearsal than I did during the performance.
Really? Tell us about it.
Yeah. I was sitting backstage, and I'm looking at all the musicians, and these are all-star musicians. Like, I've seen some of these guys back up, the Higgins, One More Girl, Ridley Bent, Aaron Pritchett, and I just got so nervous. It was so daunting. Yeah, it was. I mean, after I did my song and threw in a scissor kick, I turned around and they were all laughing. I'm not sure if they thought I was really cool or whether or not they thought I should be committed or what. But it was a really good time, nonetheless.
Good, and you performed in the New Artist Showcase too.
Yeah, it was. That was probably one of the biggest stages I've performed on yet.
That's fun. You must have gotten a lot of experience, though. That's a
great
chance.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Good. Now, 2007, you were winner of the Coquitlam?
Coquitlam, very close.
Coquitlam, idol contest, okay, and that won you a spot in the British Columbia Talent Search competition.
Yeah. Actually, I was in both those competitions at the same time. That mm-hmm. was during my competition days. I was entering every single singing competition I could possibly enter, and some I did better in than others. Mm-hmm. And I won the Coquitlam Idol one and then went on to make it to the finals of the BC Talent Search, and I placed 6th out of 18 provincial finalists in that one and got to play at Mountain Fest.
That's great. I think that's what people have to do. They just have to keep going. They mustn't get discouraged. Just try all kinds of different things. And
if one thing is going to discourage you, it's going to be the contests.
Yeah, I imagine they're rough. Get a lot of criticism too, but I guess you just have to take that as a positive and move on from there. And
yeah, you tend to grow a bit of leather during that
time.
Yeah,
I would imagine, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. So, your new album's out. How is it being released out there?
It's being released a bunch of different ways. You can get it mm-hmm. online at HMV, iTunes. You can also go to my website at rogerschmidt.ca and purchase it there as well.
Good. And the website's a great website. It shows everything coming up, where you're going to be playing and what you're going to be doing. And you can get the music off there, too, and the bio, too.
Yeah, I just got that up and running a little while ago, and still working out a few bugs and kinks here and there and making it better. That's one thing an artist has to have is a website. You're pretty much unknown unless you do.
Right, so true. Yeah. Well, people live on computers now. Did you do the website, or did you have it done? Or?
No, I had someone all the way in Nova Scotia do it for me.
Good. Yeah. And I know you're on Facebook because you sent me an invitation to be on Facebook this morning, so I'm going to answer that. So you're on Facebook, too.
Well, I had to know who I was talking to.
Right. Okay, lots of excitement. And you study music, too, which is interesting, too. You went to the Shadbolt Academy of Arts, and you studied country guitar there?
No. At the Shadbolt Academy, I did vocal technique there.
Vocal technique, okay.
Yeah. And I had to bring it up to the next level sort of thing. And it was actually shortly after that I started winning competition. So that
good.
More than paid for itself.
Good. Is this something you would recommend to new artists starting out, that they actually study music too?
I would not only recommend it, but I would recommend that they do it early in their career, because mm-hmm. if they do it later on, they have all sorts of bad habits that they have to break.
Okay, I would imagine that's true. Yeah, I never thought about that. But good. And it also, helps people to prepare for being up on stage too, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the toughest parts is overcoming your fear of, I mean, it's one of the biggest fears of mankind is public speaking, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So once you can overcome that, the rest is easy.
Good. Well, I think we all have fears of being criticized. So your family must be really proud of you, too?
I think they are.
Yeah. Do they come to some of your concerts and stuff?
Yeah, actually, my parents made it all the way down to Vancouver from interior BC for the BC CMAs. And it probably doesn't sound like much, but my dad is actually in a wheelchair. So mm-hmm. if he can make it down for that, I mean, that's speaking a lot.
Good for them. And it must have made you feel really special, too, to have that support behind you there.
Yeah, that was the pinnacle of any performance that I've done, was having mom and dad in the audience like that.
Good for you. Now, you're an independent artist. Your latest single out is Money Tree, and we're enjoying playing that right here. So lots of good songs on the album. I imagine you're going to be having another one being released too in a few months, I guess. Or
yeah, I'm going to keep that one a secret. But
mm-hmm.
I really had a lot of fun writing Money Tree, and as I was saying before, I like to write about things that nobody's really touched before, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you get this inspiration? How do you find something that no one's written about before?
I'm really immature. That's all I can say.
I'm really immature. Well, it works for you.
Yeah. So, and, I mean, it's, sure, you find something, but then you have to have it stand out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that one, I just sort of, I try to incorporate as many innuendos as radio might allow. And nothing really grabs people's attention like talking about money.
True. Yeah, I think that does grab people's attention, even when I read the title there, Money Tree. Oh, that's interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of your influences in the Canadian country scene would be...
Canadian country?
Yeah.
Definitely Paul Brandt. He's right at the top there. Gore Banford, Ridley Bent, another one. Aaron Lyons, he's another great writer. And yeah, I mean, the Canadian artists are they're amazing. Like most of my big influences are Canadian artists. I mean, of course, I like Brad Paisley and Keith Urban, but Ridley Bent, he's an absolute amazing writer, and he makes me jealous sometimes.
Well, they're all great. We definitely really love to promote the Canadian artist here, and really important too. Good. Now, what are your plans after the holidays? Anything special?
I'm actually working with Fairwind Entertainment, and hopefully I'm going to be having a tour this summer. Sort of in the making right now. Right now, we're just working together to try to get as much marketing as promotion done, and seeing if we can have a tour set up and maybe hitch my wagon to a bigger artist. So
good. Well, that sounds pretty exciting. A lot of work too, though.
Oh, absolutely. I'd never be able to do it on my own.
No.
Yeah.
Good. Well, good for you. Anything else you'd like to mention before we go, Roger?
No, just have yourselves a great day and enjoy your what is it there, 1 degree there?
I think so. It's cold out and it's rainy out. And
oh, my.
I'd like to hibernate until spring.
Well, hopefully the snow comes in.
Yeah.
At least it's prettier.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Thanks
well, thank
a lot,
you so
Roger,
much for your time, Maureen.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I went to the bank to cash my check, maybe put a bit away from my retirement, but I never had a notion of the benefits waiting for me. She caught my gaze when she crossed her legs right then. She started raising my interest rate, so I strolled into her office to get her opinion of me. I said, hey, pretty lady with a business degree, come a little closer, take my money from me. Open up your schedule, I'll fit right in. You're my intimate advisor, tell me where to begin. My head's a nodding yes while my eyes are undressing. You're the only stock I'm gonna wanna invest in. Come a little closer, honey, shake my money tree. She started talking to me about long-term investing, when the only thing I wanted was a short-term caressing. The way she moved her lips, I swear she put a spell on me. She had my bank account number in the blink of an eye. Before I knew what I'd done, I signed that dotted line. I'd been financially abducted by that smooth-talking money queen. Hey, pretty lady with a business degree, come a little closer, take my money from me. Open up your schedule, I'll fit right in. You're my intimate advisor, tell me where to begin. My head's a nodding yes while my eyes are undressing. You're the only stock I'm gonna wanna invest in. Come a little closer, honey, shake my money tree. Well, I closed the deal on the rest of my life. I got a ring on her finger and I made her my wife. I was doing just fine when I walked in, but I'm a richer man now than I've ever been. Hey, pretty lady with a business degree, come a little closer, take my money from me. Open up your schedule, I fit right in. You're my intimate advisor, tell me where to begin. My head's a nodding yes while my eyes are undressing. You're the only stock I'm gonna wanna invest in. Come a little closer, honey, shake my money tree.
Shake my money tree.
I said, now come a little closer, honey, shake my money tree.
Shake my money tree.
Said I'll come a little closer, honey,
shake my money tree.